सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
So the first creation by Brahmaji was Sanakam cha Sanandam cha Sanatanam Atmabhu Sanat Kumaram cha Muni Niskriyani Urdhvaretasa. The first creation, four sages, mind born, Sanakam, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. And Brahmaji said, now you start creation. And they refused. Why? Urdhvaretasa. They were trying for the higher goal. So they didn't obey their father Brahmaji. Aapki baat nahi manenge. So Brahmaji got angry. Then what happened? Nilohita Rudra came out. So that Rudra, again 11 wives, and Brahmaji told Rudra, you go and start creation. So they created second creation. First attempt, four Kumaras. Second, Rudra. So Rudra, they started creating according to their nature. Rudra means destruction. So the creation, whatever was there, they started destroying it. Brahmaji said, stop. They stopped and asked them to meditate. Dhyan karo. Third attempt. Can anybody tell me what was the third attempt? Das putra prajagyare marichi atri angariso pulasta pulaha kritu bhrigu vasishta dacha dasamastra narada. Then 10 sages were born and gave them special power for creation. That also failed. The creation was not as expected by Brahmaji. Now the fourth type of creation, fourth attempt of Brahmaji, 49. This is the Canto 3, Chapter 12, Verse 49.
Tato paramupadaya ससर्गाय मनो दधे ऋषीनां भूरिवीर्यानां अपि सर्गम् अविस्तृतम्
ततो उपराम अपराम अपराम मीन्स ही टुक अनदर बॉडी डू यू रिमेम्बर ब्रह्माजी हैज गॉट ए सिंपल थॉट अबाउट हिज ओन डॉटर ओनली ही थॉट ही डिड नथिंग रॉन्ग बट इन दैट टाइम इट वॉज नॉट एक्सपेक्टेड फ्रॉम हिम. So he gave up his body. Then aparam, he took another body. Aparam, upadhyaya, sa sargaya manodade. And he again started thinking about the sarga. Sarga means the creation. Rishi nam bhuri viryanam api sargam avistritam. He has created 10 rishis. I told you, just now told you the name of all 10 rishis. Angira, Satri and all that. But Bhuri Viryanam gave him, lot of powers to create. You see, the creation can happen, progeny can happen even by thinking, number one, by seeing. By seeing only the creation can happen. By mantra it can happen. In the case of Kunti, you will find she had the mantra and by mantra she conceived. So there are various ways, and these rishis were given powers, but they were also not able to. Abhishritam, creation did not extend. Good, then.
Gyatva tadhridaye bhuyaha chintayamasa kaurava aho adbhutam etanme vyapritasyapi nityada.
Some Mahatma say the first body of Brahmaji, which after that was remained as a fog, because it disappeared, he left that body. It said in that life, sex was not allowed. Connection with the sex started with this new body. So therefore, the 49 verses onward, it is said, creation of sexes. It started from there. Gyatva tad dhritaye, tad hridaye, hridaye means knowing this in his heart. Bhuya chintayamasa kaurava, kaurava means the talk is going on between Maitreya and Vidur. Vidur is from Kauravans, Kuruvans, Kaurava. So addressed to Vidur, he says, again he began thinking, pondering over, considering how to create. Chinta ho gai Brahmaji ko, kya kare ab? Aho adbhut me tanme vyapritastapi nityada. I am so busy, I am so much trying to create, but nothing is happening. He was very much worried. So hum logo ko keval chinta nahi hoti, even the Brahmaji is also worried. And same thing happens in the chinta, you know. What is chinta? It is said in Hindi, chinta, chita se bhi. It is greater than chita. Chita means chita, the dead body is burned. But chinta, you are burned alive. So same thing happened with Brahmaji also. He was thinking this way. Then he said, there must be some problem somewhere.
Na hedhante prajanunam daivam atra vighatakam evam yukta kritastasya daivam chavekshatastada.
Na edhante, edhante means generate. I am not able to generate. Brahmaji is thinking, I am not able to generate. Nunam daivam atra vighatakam. It seems that there is some obstruction, some devta is obstructing. There is some obstruction here. I am not able to do it. Evam yukta kritasasya daivam chavechatada. And contemplating this way, this superman natural thing happened at that time. He was just thinking. At that time something happened. What has happened?
Kasya rupam abhuta dvedha yat kaya mana bhichakshate tabhyam rupa vibhagyabhyam mithunam samapadyata.
Kasya rupam, kasya means ka means Brahma. In the word kasya, ka stands for Brahma, and from that came the word kaya. In Hindi we call body as kaya. Kaya means that which has come from ka. Ka means from Brahma. Kasya rupam abhut dvedha. His form divided into two. Like chinta burns a living person, similarly Brahmaji was also very much worried. In some Mahatma says, Brahma ka dev phat gaya. It's like that. And it divided into two. Okay, then what happened? That is said, divided into two means there is a one power, Saurya Shakti and Chandra Shakti. Divided into two, Saurya Shakti, Saurya means power of sun, Chandra Shakti or Soma Shakti, power of Chandrama. Divided into two. When these two powers combine, then progeny will happen. Shaurya Shakti and Chandra Shakti. Purush is Shaurya Shakti Pradhan. Purush is predominant in Shaurya Shakti. Stri is predominant in Chandra Shakti. So females are Chandra Shakti. Purush is Shaurya Shakti. Purush is Tyag Pradhan. Because of the Shaurya Shakti, he is Tyag Pradhan. Ready to renounce. And Stri Soma Shakti is Dharma Pradhan. Stri is Dharma Pradhan, Purush is Tyag Pradhan. So the combination of this Shaurya and Chandra, then we get the progeny. So Swayambhu Manu, the first one part became Swayambhu Manu, that is Purush, Tyag Pradhan, and another part became Satrupa, it is Chandra Pradhan, Dharma Pradhan. Tabhyam Rupa Vibhagyam Mithunam Sampadyata. Tabhyam Rupa Vibhagyam, thus being divided into these two, male and female, then it is said Mithunam. Then the intercourse or the sexual activity Sampadyata perfectly executed. So without male and female, there cannot be sexual relationship. Now it is established. Brahmaji was now successful in this.
Yastu tatra pruman sobhuta manu yasvayam bhuva swarat striyasita shatarupakhya mahishyasya mahatmanah.
Yastu tatra pruman, the one who was pruman, the purush, male, saha abhuta manu, that was manu. The name of that purush, that male person, was Manu. Swayambhuva Swarat. Swayambhuva. One is Swayambhu, another is Swayambhu. Swayambhu means self-born. Who is self-born? Swayambhu is used for Brahma. And the son of Brahma is called Swayambhu. Like in the case of other, what is the example for this? Vasudeva and Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Apatyam. Apatyam is the son. Vasudeva, son is called Vasudeva. Same way, Swayambhu, son is called Swayambhu.
Dasarath.
Swarat. And how was he that? Manu was Swarat, fully independent. Striya asit satrupakhya mahishasya mahatmana. And the stri, the female was asit satrupa. Name was satrupa. So one was Manu, Swayambhu Manu, and his wife was satrupa. Achha, now you have to be careful here. It is not a relationship of son and daughter. Both are coming from Brahmaji. But the relationship between these two is not of son and daughter. Here the relationship will be bharya. Bharya means wife, husband and wife. Akhya mahishasya mahatmana. Mahishasya means queen. Asya mahatmana. Mahatmana means the great sage. Who is the great sage here? Manu. So queen of Manu, it is clarified here. The relationship is not that of brother and sister. Satrupa was queen, Mahishya. Mahishya means queen, and Mahatmana. Mahatmana means of Manu.
Tada mithuna dharmena prajahe dambhu vire sachapi satrupayam pancha apatyani aji janata.
Tatha mithuna dharmena, now with the union of male and female, Mithun dharmena praja. Praja means the living being. Living being. Edham. Edham means he, Edham means certainly increased. Edham means increased. Babuviri, and it took place. So So by the process of union of male and female, now the praja has started increasing. Sachapi satrupayam pancha apatyani ajijanat. Sachapi satrupayam. And from that satrupa, from the union of Manu and Satrupa, five children were born. Pancha, pancha means five. Apatyani, apatyani, children. Ajijanat, they got five.
Priyavratottanapadau trisrakanyascha bharata akutir devahutischa prasutir iti sattama.
Sattama, oh best of all, Vidurji. Dialogue is going on between Maitri and Vidur. So Maitriji is addressing Vidur as Sattamam. Priyavrata Uttanpad, the two sons' name were Priyavrat and Uttanpad. And three daughters were born. What were their names? Akuti, Devahuti, Prasuti, Iti. So three daughters and two sons. Priyavrat, Uttanpad, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Now the lineage will come slowly, one after another. The whole lineage will start coming.
Akutim ruchaye pradat kardamaya tu madhyamam dakshaya dat prasutim cha yata apuritam jagat.
Akutim ruchaye pradatat. Akuti was married to Ruchi, Rishi, Ruchi. Kardamaya tu madhyamam. Who is the middle one? Devuti is the middle. So Devuti was married to Kardam Rishi and Dakshaya Data Prasutim, and to the Daksha Prajapati, Prasuti got married. Chayata Apuritam Jagat, and from that the whole Jagat became. So, who are our ancestors? These five. They came from Manu and Satrupa. Manu Satrupa came from Brahma. So Brahmaji is called Pitamaha. And where from Brahmaji came? Where from Brahmaji came? Vishnu, Hari. So Vishnu is called Prapitamaha. Brahma is Pitamaha. So it is said, Vayur Yamo Agni Varuna Sasankar Prajapatistam Prapitamahascha. In chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, we'll find that Purushottam is called Prapitamaha. From that Prapita, from the great-grandfather, came Brahma. And all these people, Vayu, Agni, Varuna, Sasanka, Prajapati. So now in chapter number this, we have to see, in Canto 3, there are in all 33 chapters. Out of the 33 chapters, from 1 to 19 are karma pradhan. Rest are gyan pradhan. From chapter 20 to 33, 14 chapters will be gyan pradhan. In Veda also, we have got purva mimansa and uttar mimansa. Purva mimansa means karma pradhan, karma kand. Uttar mimansa means gyan kand. So like in the Veda, we have got Purva Mimansa, Karma Kand, Uttar Mimansa, Gyan Kand. Similarly, in Canto 3, from chapter 1 to 19 is Karma Pradhan, relating about the karma, and 20 to 34 is Gyan Pradhan. So in chapter 13, we will be seeing Yajna Avatar, Brahma Avatar, we will be seeing. Srishti is also two types created by Brahma. Whatever Srishti we have seen, first was four Kumaras, second was Rudra, third was 10 sages, fourth was Manu and Satrupa. So in this you will find the Srishti is of two types. One is Baddha Srishti, another is Mukta Srishti. One is Baddha Srishti, another is Mukta Srishti. And both this Srishti is ruled by Lord. Baddha Srishti and Mukta Srishti is ruled by Baddha, bound. bound. Baddha Srishti and Mukta. Mukta means? Mukta Srishti. So Srishti is ruled by Lord. Both Baddha and Mukta are born. Both Baddha and Mukta are born. But every time you say the Mukta are never born, unka to janm hota nahi hai. 1,000 times you have said. How come now you are saying Baddha and Mukta both are born? You see, so long you are not completely united with the Lord, there are chances of falling down. In Bhakti Shastra, the devotees, they don't want to merge with the Lord. First they want to go to the sthan of the Lord. Then they want to go closer to Lord. Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, Sayujya. There are 4 stages in bhakti. First, bhakta wants to go to, I want to go to Vrindavan. Then he will say, I want to go to Banke Bihari Mandir. First is Salokya. Unke lok mein jana hai. Salokya. When you reach to the lok, that area, then you want to go to closer to him. Samipya. Samipya. Then you want to dress like him. Sarupya. In Dwarka, if you go, then all the pandas there wear the same dress like Bhagwan. Sarupya. And the 4th is Sayujya. You get united. You become one with the Lord. So, so long you don't become one with the Lord, you are different. Because Bhakta wants a dvaita. I want to serve Lord. I want to serve Lord. The dvaita is there. We have seen the story of Jai and Vijay. Do you remember the story of Jai and Vijay? They were mukta. But they were cursed. Therefore reborn. They were not united, one with the Lord. They were samipya. So they were reborn. Reborn as Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Sisupal, Dantavakra, and before that Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. The first birth was of Jai Vijay was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. Second was Ravan and Kumbhakaran. Third was Sisupal and Dantavakra. After that, went back. This example is for the purpose to show that even a realized can be cursed and come down unless he is fully abiding in the truth. So if you want to be mukt, what we have to do? We have to be associated with Bhagwan. So long as we are not fully associated with Bhagwan, there is chances of coming down also. And for that, we have to follow the instructions given by Bhagwan. In this canto 3, we will find the illustration of both Baddha and Mukta. Baddha Srishti you will find in the case of Diti and Kashyap. The story will come after 2-3 chapters. Diti and Kashyap. Kashyap is a realized master. Diti is forcing to have a union at a wrong time. He forces and Kashyap has to do it. Then Baddha Srishti started. Then Mukta Srishti is Devhuti serves Kardam Rishi. This is Mukta Srishti. Devhuti also got liberated, Kardam is also liberated. So both Srishti burdens are given here.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyayam Samhitayam Tritiya Skandhe Dvadashodhyayah Atatre Dashodhyayah Sri Shuka Uvacha Nishamya Vacham Vadatah Mune Punyatamam Nipa Bhuya Prapachya Kauravyah Vasudeva Kathadritah.
Suk Uvacha. Now the dialogue is going on between Suk and Parikshit. Now Suk will quote again the dialogue of Maitri and Vidur. Sukhdev is telling to Parikshit, Nisamya vacham vadato on hearing. Nisamya means on hearing. Vacham vadato mune punyatam nipa. The sacred discourse given by Maitri to Vidura. When Vidur heard all these things, Bhuya prapaccha. Bhuya means again. Prapaccha, he again asked. Who asked? Vidur again asked. After listening the discourse from Maitriya, Vidur again asked. Kaurabhyo. Kaurabhyo means Vidur. Vasudeva kathadrita. Why he asked? Because he has got a quality. Vasudeva kathadrita. Vasudeva kathadrita. He loves, he likes, he respects the katha of Vasudeva. Who is Vasudeva? Lord Krishna. Son of Vasudeva is Vasudeva. So if you love the katha of Vasudev, then it will stay in your mind. Otherwise, it will come and go. Unless you have got this quality, Vasudev Katha Drit, it will not stay. So we all have to, if we are Bhakti Margi, then what we have to do? We have to love, we have to like this Katha. We want to hear more and more, more and more. Why Vidur wanted to hear more and more? So that he is blessed more by this transcendental knowledge, this message. More and more you hear, more and more you will establish in that. Therefore, the Bhakta always wants to hear more and more about Lord.
Vidura uvacha savai svayambhuvah samrat priyaputra svayambhuvah pravilabhya priyam patnim kimchakara tato mune.
Now do you see two words svayambhuvah and svayambhuvah in the one line? In verse number 2, 13, canto 3. Did you find two words? Svayambhuvah means self-born Brahma. Son of Brahma is called Swayambhuva. That means Manu. Sava Swayambhuva Samrat. Samrat means the great ruler. Great ruler. Priyaputra Swayambhuva. And is the dear son of Brahma. Manu is the dear son of, simple meaning, Manu is the dear son of Brahmaji. Brahmaji is Swayambhuva. Swayambhuva means self-born. And Swayambhuva means son of Brahma. Pratilabhya priyapatni. Pratilabhya, after getting patni. I don't have to explain patni. How is that patni? Priya. Dear patni. How after getting his dear patni? Kim chakara? What he did? Tato mune pri. Oh Muni. Oh Muni Maitri ji. Please tell me. What did this great devotee Manu did with his wife Satarupa?
Charitam tasya rajarshehe adi rajasya sattama bruhi me shraddhadhanaya vishvakse nasrayo yaso.
Charitam tasya. Please narrate me the story of that sovereign, the first sovereign of this world. Who was that? Manu. Charitam tasya raj rishi adi rajasya. He is the raj rishi. That means he is knowledgeable. Both Brahmaji and Manu are very highly qualified persons. Because Manu will be writing Manu Sangita for all human beings, what is to be done, not to be done. And Brahmaji is the knower of all Vedas that we have seen. The whole chart. So both are very qualified person. So Raj Rishi, that Manu, the first Raja and Rishi also. How is that Adi Raj? He is the first Raja. Adi Raj Sattama, Bruhi Mem Sadhya Dhanana, Vishvakseena Ashrayaso. Please tell me, I have got Sraddha to listen that. Why? Because he is Vishvakseena Ashrayo, because that Manu was a devotee of Vishnu.
Manu was a devotee of Vishnu. I want to listen about his character, his activities, his doing. Why are you interested in devotee? Why not Lord? Why Vidur is interested in knowing about the devotee of the Lord? Why not the Lord itself? So it is said, hearing the topic of the Lord and hearing the character and activities of Bhakta have the same result. Hearing the topic of the Lord and hearing the character of the devotee of a Lord will give you the same result. Are you? Wah? Kya result hai? What is the result? Bhakti will increase. In both cases, bhakti will increase. Therefore, Bhakt and Bhagwan is one and same. So Manu has taken refuge in the Lord. Wise people glorify such person who has taken refuge in the Lord. So if we want to increase our bhakti, you can read the story of Lord, or you can study the character of any devotee of the Lord. That will also increase our bhakti.
Shrutasya pumsam suchirasramasya nanvanyasa suriviriditortha yattad gunanushavanam mukundaha padaravinda hridayeshu esham.
It is said, Shrutasya pumsam, this is the opinion of Vidwan, the fruit of spiritual practices. If you do this practice, if you do the sadhana for a long time, then you are entitled to listen about the devotee of the Lord. Even listening about the devotee of the Lord requires punya. Lot of punya if you have got, then only you will be able to hear about. The fruit of spiritual discipline practice for a long time consists in hearing about the doing of great devotees of the Lord who have his feet always in their heart. Yet, Gunan, Sravanam, Mukanda, Padar, Bindar, Hideyesu, Yesam. The devotees always think about the Lord. If one moment passes without thinking of the Lord, he becomes restless. What happened? Why did I forget Lord? So a seeker student does the Sravan of Vedas with great tapas. After that, he listens about the katha and the stories about the devotee. And these devotees has got the transcendental qualities. Lord resides in these bhakta. And if they forget the Lord for even a one moment, they become restless. What about the other beings? In all other beings, Bhagwan is there. But these all beings are, all jivas are deluded by maya. Bhakti is not deluded by maya. He always remembers. But the ordinary ajnani never remembers. Jab dukh aata hai, then we run to the temple. Otherwise, they don't go. Then it is said, such bhakta are glorious as Lord. Lord recommends that such bhakta are more worshipful than him. Lord himself says this. In Ramayana, while Lord Ram was giving to Navada Bhakti to Sabari, there he has said, Mote Sant Adhikar Lekha. Mote Sant, consider Sant as more than me. Mote Sant Adhikar Lekha. Why? Worship of Bhakti is more potent than Lord. It's all said by Lord. So if you are serving the devotee of the Lord, that also is greater than serving Lord. The Guru is greater. Why? Because he told you who is Govinda.
Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam Sahasra Shishas Charanopadhanam Prahishta Roma Bhagavat Kathaya Praniyamano Munirabhya Chasta.
Iti Bruvanam Vidurum Vinita. Vidur said with lot of modesty to Maitri, I want to listen more about that Manu, Raj Rishi Manu, I want to listen. Please tell me. Sahastrasishna Charanopadhanam. And Charanopadhanam, the Charan of the Lord, it is said, once Lord Krishna went to Vidur's place also. After taking food, he kept his feet in the lap of Vidur. So therefore, it is said, Charanopadhanam, he has got that, he was fortunate to have the feet of the Lord in his lap. Whose feet? Sahastrasirsana. Sahastrasirsana means, it is applicable only to one person, that is Lord Krishna. It is said, one who has diverse energies and activities and a wonderful brain is known as Sahastrasirsana. These three qualities are applicable only to Lord Krishna. Therefore, that Sahastrasirsa, that Lord Krishna, put his feet in the lap of Vidur, is such a fortunate person. Prishtahoma, when he asked this in Prihastaroma, then the Maitri was very much, what you can say, was overwhelmed. Bhagavat Katham, that he wanted to listen about the Bhagavat Katha, Praniyamana, and he was influenced by such a spirit, Munira Abhyasastha, then he attempted to speak. Now Maitri will tell. Vidurji asked question. What was his question? I wanted to know more about Manu. And the moment he heard, Maitri said, oh, very good. He is interested to know more about. Now Maitri is telling about.
Maitre uvacha yada swabharaya sakam jata swayam bhuva manuhu pranjali pranatas chedam veda garbam avhasata.
Yada swabharaya sakam jata swayam bhuva mana. Swayam bhuva mana, born of Brahmaji. Yada swabharaya bharya. What do you mean by bharya? Stree, wife. So the relationship between Manu and Satrupa is not a brother and sister. It is husband and wife. Yada swabharya sakam jata, when they came into existence, Manu and Satrupa came into existence, pranjalim, pranjalim, with the folded hand. Pranatastedam, pranatam is they bowed down. To whom? Vedagarbha abhasata. Vedagarbha. Who is Vedagarbha? Because he is the knower of all Vedas, from all the Vedas came from him. So one name of Brahmaji is Vedagarbha. Abhasat, they said. What did they say? Who is addressing? Manu is telling to Brahmaji. Tvamekam.
Tvamekas sarva bhutanam janmakrit vrittida pita athapinna prajanam te shushushakena vabhavet.
Tvam ekam, you are one. At that time no other living was there. Only three people are there. Manu, Satrupa, Brahma. They are talking to Father. Tvam ekam sarva bhutanam, of all the beings, sarva bhutanam janmakrit, you are the progenitor. वो है उसमें से निकले हैं आप ऐसे पकड़ लो हाँ दो रूप उसमें से निकल आए अभी तो और कई कुछ आएगा दो रूप हो गए उनके हाँ देन इट इज सेड तुम एकम सर्वभूतानाम यू आर द प्रोजेनिटर ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स जन्मकृत वृत्ति दी एंड यू आर सस्टेनर ऑल्सो नॉट ओनली यू आर प्रोजेनिटर Pitamaha, but you sustain also. Vrittidi pita. Athapi na prajanam te susura kena bhavad. Athapi, yet in na, na means these two. Na means we. We means Manu and Satrupa. Prajanam te susura kena bhavad. How can we serve you? How how can we serve you? You see, a father's duty is to bring up the son until he is grown. After that, it is the duty of the son to look after father, parent. They should see. Why? Because they are Janmadata and they make you fit for the this world also. They give you education and everything. They make you fit. Therefore, we should learn from this what is our duty. So they ask, what should I do?
Yadvithehi namastubhyam karmasu idhyatma shaktishu yat kritveha yasho vishvaga amutracha bhavet katihi.
Tadvidehi, give us directions. Who is saying to whom? Manu Satrupa is saying to Brahmaji, give us the instruction. Do our children ask for this instruction? Give us instruction. What to do? Tadvidehi, namastubhyam, salutation. Nowadays we have to tell them Hari Om. Our children will not say Hari Om to us. We have to say Hari Om, kahan ja rahe ho? Where are you going? Namastubhyam. Karma me idya atma saktishu. Karma, you do your duties. How? Idya. Idya means worship. Dekho, it's coming here. You have to be very, very careful. All your duties should be worshipful. All your duties should be worshipful. All duties means according to your varna and ashram, do your duties. How that duty should be done? As a worship. As a worship means what? For the happiness of the heart. Don't forget it. Ek ek word pakad ke chalo usko. Idya atma shakti su according to your capacity. Atma shakti according to my capacity, capability. Yat kriteva yaso visvam amutram cha bhavati. What we want? We want progress here also and we want progress amutra. When we leave this world, then also we should progress. In Bhagavad Gita, Shankaracharya says that the whole Bhagavad Gita is Abhyudaya Nishreyas. Abhyudaya, I want progress, prosperity here in this world while living. Nishreyas, when I leave this world, then this should give me benefit there also. This indicates that there is Pravritti Mark and Nivritti Mark. Pravritti Mark means what? We have to act in this world. Why we have to act? Because I have got the vasanas. Therefore, I have to do the pravritti mark. Suppose somebody comes whose slate is clean, only little bit vasana is there, he will adjust and follow the nibritti mark. What is nibritti mark? What is pravritti mark? It is the same thing. Pravritti mark is karma yoga, nibritti mark is jnana yoga. It is the same Mahatma Gandhi road which becomes Jinnah road. So starting is the karma yoga, ending is jnana yoga. So pravritti mark, nivritti mark. So depending on your level of vasana, whether you have to start from the zero, from your home, or if you have done some sadhana during your previous life, you have cleansed your vasana, then you can join that stream in middle. Or you can come to the point of Jinnah Marg and where the Mahatma Gandhi Marg ends and Jinnah Marg starts. You can join from there, straight between Nivritti Marg. There are many sadhus, they are doing the straight Nivritti Marg. But not all are competent or qualified to enter into Nivritti Marg. For Nivritti Marg, what is pre-qualification? Purification of mind. If the mind is purified, you are fit for Nivritti Marg. If mind is not purified, start. If you start with the Nivritti Marg, what actually is the Nivritti Marg? In Pravritti Marg, you have to do the karma because we are all action-oriented. We cannot stay without action even for a moment. So if that same action is done for the happiness of the Lord, then the vasana starts cringing. Magar pata nahi hamko. Even after knowing it, those people don't follow. So will they get reject? Everybody says no. But still I don't follow. Still I don't follow. So how you will get reject? But definitely you are much, much better than the Ajnani. They don't even know this also. One day you will realize, you will start walking. Definitely you will start walking. And the moment you start walking, there will be a sea change in your personality. Okay, so now we want the benefit here also in this world and hereafter also. If you realize in this life itself, there is no question of hereafter. No question of hereafter. So now there are two lineages are coming now. One is the Guru Shishya Parampara from the Kumaraj or from the Brahmaji. Who was the Guru of Brahma? Narayan, Hari. He gave him knowledge. How he gave him knowledge? Chatushloki Bhagavat. Now this Bhagavat has got 18,000 verses. We have seen this Chatushloki Bhagavat. The whole knowledge was transferred by Lord Narayan to Brahmaji in 4 verses. Then Brahmaji gave it to his son, Narad. Naradji gave it to Ved Vyas. Ved Vyas gave it to his son, Sukadev. Sukadev is telling. And Sukadev gave it to Parikshit. So whatever Sukadevji said, now we are getting. Same knowledge we are getting. Similarly, a lineage started from Manu. This is spiritual. The first one was the spiritual knowledge. From the Manu also, we get the knowledge. This Manu Sanghita will come, how to follow your dharma and all that. But the both the streams, the idea is to reach to that goal. Manu Sanghita, if you follow, they will tell you how to act in this world. What are your duties? How to do this duty? What is the purpose of doing that duty in that particular way? To reach that goal. So whether you follow the Manu Sanghita way or you follow this Gyan Marga, ultimate goal is to reach there.
Brahmo vacha prithastubhyamaham tata swasti stadvam kshiteshwara yannirvyali ke narida shadhi metyatmanarpitam.
Brahmo vacha, now Brahma is telling. The dialogue is going on between Manu Satrupa and Brahmaji. So Brahmaji is replying. What was the question by Manu? Mujhko kya karna hai? What should I do? Please tell me, what is my duty? And my duty should give me fame here and hereafter also. So you tell me in such a way that I get both abhyuday and nisreyas. Pritastu aham tata swasti satatam chitishwara. May all be well with you, O sovereign. Chitishwara. Chitishwara man? He was the Raja of the whole globe. There is no human being. The first king, Samrat, Chitishwar, the whole globe, he is the Raja. Chitishwar, ya nirvilikena, without any reserve, why without any reserve, you have surrendered to me. He has not said that I will be doing only this much. In this area, you tell me what to do. So without any reserve, Hrida Sadhi, Sadhi means you want instruction. Me Atmana Arpitam, you have surrendered to me. The first father is acknowledging that you have surrendered to me. May all be good with you. When you surrender or prostrate or do namaskar to father, the blessings will always come. Aapka bhala ho. The same thing he said here. So father and son relationship is sublime. Father is always eager to help. Always. Parents are always eager to help. But the child has got right to independence. Each being has the right to be independent. If he or she wants to be independent, nothing you can do. But if the child wants instruction from you, then the father will be ready to give 10 times more. Is it not so? In our case, what happens? We want to superimpose. Hey, do this, do this, do this. They have never asked for all these things. Humse pucha bhi nahi. But here, Manu Satrupa is saying, what we have to do, tell us. Our duties, so that we can get fame here and hereafter. The father said, father is willing to give him all the instruction. This should be followed rigidly by mankind. This should be, Mahatma says, this instruction should be followed rigidly. The children should ask, what should we do? Kya karna hai? Mahota nahi. Nobody follows here. And we should also respect our parents.
Etavat Atma Jair Vira Karya Hi Apachitir Gurai Shaktya Pramitte Girheta Sadaram Katamat Sarehi.
Etavat, like this. Etavat, as like it was said in earlier verse, Atma Jai Vira. Atma Jai means son. Born of Brahmaji, his son, Vira. Karya Hi Apachit Guru. Karya means all this duty. He apachiti. Apachiti. Have you heard this word? Kahan suna hai? Don't tell them.
Vedo nitya diyatam taduditam karma svanustiyatam. Tene sasya vidiyatam
apachiti.
Kamme matistajyatam.
Apachiti. Apachiti means worship. See? Apachiti means worship. Here also again it is said apachiti. Apachiti means you should worship Lord by your karma. Apachiti.
Guru. Guru means the superior. How you should serve? Saktya. Saktya with your capacity, with your power, with your ability. Pramattei, apramattei. Apramattei means carefully. Pramad, pramatta means heedless, careless. Our children are all pramatta. They don't care. You go on instructing them. They will do whatever they want. Apramattei, grihate sadaram gat matsarai, and without any envy. Matsar means envy. So we should do all our actions, how saktya, as per our strength and capability, apramattai, without being heedless or careless, gat masrai, without envying. So only exception was Sanat Kumar. Here it is said that you should follow the instruction of your father. But the first creation of Brahmaji, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanat Kumar, they disobeyed. Is it not so? Should we start a disciplinary action against them? No. Why? Because they were trying to get the higher thing. Their disobedience is allowed. But if in the case of material thing, worldly things, if the instruction is not followed, then you should take disciplinary action. Okay? That is why people in the world, if the children don't follow, they write a will. What? You are not entitled to my property. Acha, now a question arises here.
It is written about the sun. The son should follow the instruction of father, or they should serve parents or father. अब जिसके लड़की नहीं लड़का नहीं है उसका क्या होगा? It may so happen, like we have got daughters, no son. Many of you have got daughters only, no son. So such question was raised in the Supreme Court of India, and the Supreme Court of India has ruled that the daughters have to look after parents. Ruled in the Supreme Court. But in Bhagavad Gita it is said, once you give as a daan, then after that if you take anything from that, then that is not a daan. That is not a sattvic daan. We do the kanya daan. And it is highest daan. After that, after giving that daan, if you take anything from her, that also is not accepted. So there was a conflict in all this. Ultimately, Supreme Court has given this decision that the daughters have to look after parents.
Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.